Silvretta crystalline. The rock of the Silvretta crystalline is crossed in the first and the last part of the trail. The rock is explained on two geological plates. These rocks build up the underground of the church in Bartholomewberg and also of the slopes down to the valley floor. The mountain chains to the southeast and east, like Hochjoch, the Ferwal, and the Silvretta group, and the green slopes of the Rattikon Mountains to the south are part of the Silvretta crystalline. These rocks are the oldest rocks in Vorarlberg, parts of which are more than 1.5 billion years old. The rocks were metamorphosed during at least three mountain building phases, which are called orogenies. The last decisive metamorphic overprint took place about 325 million years ago. During the following 200 million years, the sedimentary rocks of the northern calcareous Alps were sedimented on the basement of the Silvretta crystalline. During Alpine times, the Silvretta crystalline and the overlying northern calcareous Alps were thrust over 2,000 kilometers to the northwest as a result of the tectonic movements of the African plate. Despite several metamorphic overprints, the source rock of the Silvretta crystalline can be identified. Sandstones, marls, and clays were transformed into phyllites, mica schists, and paragneisses. Volcanic ash and lava was transformed into green amphibolites. Hornblende gneisses, Augen and Flaser gneisses resulted from earlier granites. As the gneisses and mica schists of the Silvretta crystalline are rich in minerals, they provide ideal conditions for plants that can be traced in altitudes up to more than 3,200 meters above sea level. Plates 1 and 24 of the Bartholomewberg geology trail display typical rocks of the Silvretta crystalline. Table 1 shows mineral-rich paragneisses and mica schists. On the right upper slope of the road going up to the Linde, you can see biotite, staurolite, mica schists with light gray quartz, milky feldspar, and large black mica, also called fool's gold, and white mica, which is known as fool's silver, as well as dark brown or black needles of staurolite.